as I said, in the loving kindness meditation, it's very important that we remember our wish to be happy of heart, that we all have this wish to be happy. And it's so important that we remember it. We practice meditation, we practice the Dharma, practice mindfulness of breathing in support of this wish to be happy out of love for ourselves and all beings. You know, we follow these steps of breath meditation. Sometimes it seems like a chore or lots of steps to follow, you know, and I thought I was done with this when I got out of school, and now I gotta, you know, follow all these steps and do all these things the teacher's telling me to do. In our in-person class the other day, quite a few people at the class, and there were several new people. After the class, I was talking to one of the new persons who had some experience in meditation, done some retreats and things like that. And the person was telling me how useful the instruction that I gave was, specifically the instruction that I give for step one, to use directed thought to remind ourselves to stay with the breath. That very simple process of reminding ourselves that we engage in the meditation as a way of keeping the mind on the breath. And you know, as this person was saying, they'd been meditating for a while but had never heard that instruction. The person was told, just be mindful of the breath, not really quite told how to do that. And that was my experience. They said, be mindful of the breath. Sort of intuitively, I knew that in order to be mindful of the breath, to keep my mind on the breath, I had to tell myself that. But it was never a process that I really quite understood or that was overt to me, one that I understood to the extent that I was able to engage in it in a very specific, discrete way until it was taught to me, just like I taught it in the class the other night. And the person was saying how much more able they were to stay with the breath by following that simple step, that simple instruction, that step one, just reminding themselves to stay with the breath. And they were really astonished might be too strong of a word, but really just found it quite remarkable, the difference. And again, that was my experience when I learned how to practice this step, and I learned how to practice directed thought when I had been meditating for many years and wasn't doing that. You know, what I was taught was, be mindful of the breath. When the mind wanders, come back to the breath. Yeah. Which, you know, is okay, but, you know, it's kind of like, well, now I'm going to remind myself to stay with the breath now that I've been wandering off. And the approach that I learned from my teacher and, you know, what I would submit is what the Buddha teaches is much more proactive than that. Remind yourself to stay with the breath. Don't wait until the mind wanders off. You wait until the mind wanders off, it might be a long time before you realize that the mind has wandered off. So be more proactive. Be more proactive. Remind yourself to stay with the breath. Keep reminding yourself to stay with the breath. Once I started to do that, my concentration got so much stronger. So for me, listening to this young student talk about their experience in kind of doing that for the first time, you know, particularly after having been meditating for a while, was very instructive for me, because I think, you know, we forget how profound these steps are. It reminded me it reminded me in a very deep way of how important this step is, step one. You know, we tend to skip over. I mean, we practice it, maybe we don't practice it as to the degree that we could in terms of being effective in our meditation, but we kind of, you know, we look at it as something that's very rudimentary. I do, perhaps sometimes. And this is a very profound step. This is a very profound step. You know, what we're doing in step one, in using directed thought to proactively remind ourselves to stay with the breath, is something that's very profound and very important in our practice. And it's something that, and you know, I was reminded of this. You know, I was reminded of this by listening to this student. I was reminded of this. And you know, this is why we have classes and we have groups and we talk about the Dharma, because we need to be reminded of these things that are very profound that sometimes we take for granted. So we shouldn't take for granted these things in this particular step, or underestimate it, or certainly we shouldn't neglect it. This very simple step, in my book, Skillful Pleasure, I call it putting the mind on the breath, keeping the mind on the breath, establishing mindfulness of the breath. We keep the mind on the breath, we put the mind on the breath, we keep the mind on the breath, again, using directed thought, which is kind of a subset of what's known as internal verbal fabrication. You know, we're fabricating, we're thinking, you know, we're using verbal means, words, we could use an image, but it's internal, it's in the mind. You know, you're not meditating and talking out loud, it's internal fabrication. I mean, I'm talking out loud during the meditation when I'm guiding it, but that's kind of an unusual circumstance. So we're reminding ourselves to stay with the breath. Now that's step one. Using words or a word or a phrase or a sentence. Could be as simple as breath. Stay with the breath. Be with the breath. We're making a proactive effort to stay with the breath. In many ways, this is where effort in meditation is applied, is in directed thought, in this internal fabrication or this internal guiding, where we're making this effort to stay with the breath, or if it's step three, we're using directed thought to stay with the different parts of the body as we're moving the awareness through the body. So we're asked, you know, the Buddha is asking us, you know, we're asked to make this proactive effort to keep the mind on the breath, to stay in the present moment, because it's hard to stay with the breath. It's hard to stay with the breath. You know? The mind's default state is to go into thinking and think about different things. It said the mind will only stay with the breath for a couple of seconds. So it's hard to stay with the breath. It's hard to stay present. It's hard to stay in the present moment. So we're asked to make this proactive effort to use directed thought to stay with the breath, because it's hard to stay present and because it's important to stay present. And this is a practice of staying present. Our happiness in this life depends on our ability to stay present, to stay in the present moment. Our happiness in this life depends on our ability to stay in the present moment. Happiness is found in the present moment. our ability to do what it is that we need to do and understand what it is that we need to do and take those actions in life depend on our ability to be present, to stay in the present moment. So it's important to remember that, and it's important to remember that when you're making an effort to stay with the breath. What you're doing is important, profoundly and deeply important. So this practice of step one, if you will, is a practice, or this practice of being mindful of the breath is a practice of remembering. We talk about this a lot. You know, one of the ways to translate the Pali word sati, you know, is remembering, or to keep something in mind. So we're remembering the breath. How do you remember something? You think about it. You know, how did you remember to, you know, get here on time today with the time change? You know, you had to think about it. One of the problems, of course, I read about this in the book. Actually, I think it's in the chapter that I'm going to put in the notes. You know, in our current day, you know, we don't, you know, develop this skill, this mental skill, this mental training of remembering things to the degree that we used to, because you can have some kind of a mechanical device remind you that, you know, you're supposed to change the clock or whatever, you know. So we don't develop that internal strength, that inner strength, that inner muscle of remembering. You know, this is what we're doing. You know, this practice of remembering, you know, by reminding ourselves, we're developing this inner strength. Or if you want to think about it in terms of neuroscience, you know, we're building these neural pathways that lead us to the present moment. The only way you can build those neural pathways is by internally fabricating. You know, the app is not going to build your neural pathways for you. You know, the only way you build those neural pathways is by you saying, stay with the breath, be with the breath, be with the breath. That's how you build those neural pathways. That's how you train the mind. So this practice of remembering, we're remembering the breath, we're remembering to be present. We're remembering to be in the present moment. So, you know, our fabrication as we're meditating can include that and should include that. Be present. Stay in the present moment. Be in the present moment. Be present. Be present. Sometimes I think we think that we shouldn't be saying things like that. You know, of course, you're thinking about all this other crazy stuff in the meditation, you know, like, you know, all this other stuff. It has nothing to do with the meditation. And then it's like, oh, I shouldn't tell myself to be present. No, that's exactly what you should be doing. That's exactly what you should be doing. You know? Remind yourself as you're meditating. Stay with the breath. Be present. Be present. You know, we're remembering to be here. We're remembering to be here. So remind yourself. Be here. You know? As Ram Dass said, many, many, many years ago, be here now, be here now, be here in this moment, be here in this moment. I mean, I think that's really important to do when you're meditating, because, you know, we get in, you know, these ruts that have nothing to do with skillful neural pathways. You know, it's kind of like, you know, we get in these ruts, you know, stay with the breath, stay with the breath, stay with the breath. Breath, breath, or that's why, you know, you want to drop the mental noting or the Buddha after a while, because it just becomes a rut. You know, so you stay with the breath, stay with the breath, be with the breath. Be, you know, you kind of forget, like, why am I being with the breath? You know, it's like, so you can be present, be present, be present. I'm staying with the breath so that I can be present. It's really important to remind yourself, to remember that. The only way you're going to remember it is if you tell yourself, be present. Stay present. I want to stay present. I want to be here. I want to be here in this present moment. I'm doing this so that I can be present. It's important for us to understand, you know, what it is to be present. And, know, a good way for us to understand what it is to be present is to understand what it is not to be present. You know, the Buddha was pretty clear about that. You know, when we're not present, we're in thought worlds. You know, we're lost in thought. We're in states of becoming. You know, bhava. Tanjef Tanasarabhikkhu translates it as becoming. The Buddha said that which is becomes something else. The Buddha looked out at the world as a young man before he was a Buddha, he was a bodhisattva, and he said, I looked out at the world and people were just lost in thought. Everybody was lost in thought. And of course he said, you know, we practice the Dhamma, you know, so that we can abandon becoming. We practice the Dhamma so that we can abandon becoming. So that we can come out of thought worlds into the present moment. Into the present moment. You know, the Tibetans say, you know, we're in a dream. We're living in a dream. We're lost. So to be present means to come out of those thought worlds, out of the head, if you will, to the body. To the body. We use the breath as a center point, an anchor point in the body. We pick one spot in the body that feels reasonably comfortable, and that becomes our center. The breath is the center. It's where we stake our claim to the present moment. So we're mindful, alert, and ardent. We're mindful. We're putting the mind on the breath. We're using directed thought. We're remembering. We're remembering, we're remembering. Stay here, be here. Be with this breath, be present. That's mindfulness, remembering the breath. We're alert, we're paying attention. Am I staying with the breath? Are thoughts arising? Am I starting to chase after the thoughts? Am I losing the present moment? That's alertness. And then we're ardent, we're staying with it. We're staying with it. We're continuing to practice directed thought. We're determined. We're not giving in to the thoughts. You know, this is an important aspect of ardency. We're not giving in to the thoughts. We're not giving in. We're saying, no, I'm going to stay right here. I'm going to stay right here. I'm going to be here. I'm going to be present. I'm not going to give in to those thoughts. That's ardency. No, no. I'm not giving it. That's the holy no, the compassionate no. No, I'm not going to give in to those thoughts. I'm not going to go down that road. I'm going to stay right here because I want to be happy. Our practice is a practice of being here, being here. You know, meditation is such a profound act because we're learning to make an effort to be here, to be present. And so much of, you know, the act of meditation, you know, the action of meditation is found in our resolve, you know, our resolve to be here, you know. Meditation is a means by which we make a resolve to be here. You know, and we develop a skill in meditation so that we can train ourselves to be here. But the meditation in and of itself, it's an act of faith. I'm going to be here. I'm going to be here. You know, we meditate, we sit down on that meditation cushion ostensibly because we have a resolve to be present for this life, to be here in this life, to be here now. In this life. Now, it's very easy to forget that, right? You know, we kind of go through the motions in our meditation. So this is why it's so important to remind ourselves, like, this is why we're doing what we're doing. You know, this is a profound act. You know, this time that we take, we're making this commitment to being present. It's profound. It's a commitment to being present. So much rests on the motivation and the quality and the sense of the commitment to being present. We used to talk about this a lot back in the day, you know, that, you know, everything rests on, the strength of our commitment. Every meditation is a statement of commitment. We're making a resolve to be here. To be here. To be with the breath. To be in this moment. To be here for this life. For this life. This life what we've been given. Now, this is what our meditation is about. It's about being here for this life. We're learning to be here for this life. We're making a commitment to being here for this life. And of course, we take this resolve out into the world with it, into all postures. What I famously or infamously over the years have called natural meditation. It's just, it's like, oh, why do I have to practice the natural meditation? It's like the teacher again, he's taking out the stick. Practice your natural meditation. It's not, it's be present. You do that so that you can be present, so that you can be here for this life. So that you can be here for this life. We want to be here for this life. Thoreau said, I went to the woods because I wished to live deliberately, to front only the essential facts of life, and to see if I could not learn what it had to teach, and not, when I came to die, discover that I had not lived. I did not wish to live what was not life. Living is so dear. We don't want to come to the end of our life, as Thoreau said, and discover that we hadn't lived. We weren't there. We weren't there for our life. This time that we have is very short. It's very short in which to be here. It's very short and it's getting shorter. Death will come. Death will come. We want to be here. We want to be present in this time that we have. We don't want to miss out. We don't want to miss out. We only have a short amount of time. Time is so precious. So this is important to remember, when we're meditating, right? The mind starts to wander off into some fantasy or something that we want to think about. We remember, that it's important to be present, that we want to be present, we want to be here. The time is short. The time is short. Thoreau said, when I came to die, discover that I had not lived. I did not wish to live what was not life. Living is so dear. So this movement that we make to the breath, to the moment, is profound. What that student was talking about, as I described, is very profound. To say to ourselves, be here. Be with this breath. Stay here. Stay in this moment. Stay in this moment. And this is a movement to the breath. It's a movement to life. It's a movement to life. We're making an effort to be here in this life. We're saying, I want to be here. I want to be here. It's like I have to remind myself of that in the meditation. The thoughts that just seem they're pulling me away in this direction, in that direction. It's like I want to be here. I want to be here. I have to remind myself. I have this time. This is my time. This is my time. This is my time to live. This is my little brief moment here in this life. I want to be here for it. I want to be here for it. So you have to say these words. Listening to the Dharma talk is great, It's just pointing the way. You have to say these words in the meditation. You You have to say these words in the meditation. You have to say these words in your life. You have to find your own words. We have to find our own words, but we have to find a way to remind ourselves to be here, to be present. So much is pulling us out of the present moment. The Buddha described, you know, the thinking as, you know, the effluence or the fermentations, the outflow. We're out. And the practice is coming in to being here. And we have to remind ourselves, I want to be here. This is my time. I have this time. I want to be here for it. This is my life. I want to be here for it. I want to honor it. I want to honor my life. I want to bow to my life. This is about bowing to our lives. I want to know this life, what it is, what it has to offer, what I have to give. I want to be here. I want to be here in this life. This is meditation. This is what meditation is. This is what meditation is. You know, as I encroached on my 35th year, was coming to these realizations. You know, these realizations that, you know, my life was passing by, and the way I was living was such that I was letting it pass by, and I wasn't there for life. And of course, I was stricken with addiction to alcohol and drugs, and the way I was living was. I was destroying myself, and I had a growing realization that my life was going by, and I was going to miss it. You know, it was just going to go, and it was just going, and it was towards being gone, and I was going to be like the guy Thoreau is talking about, I may have lived for a while, but I, just was going to miss life, and then I saw that, and I said, no, I want to be here, I want to be here for this life, I don't want to let it pass me by, I don't want it to end and I haven't lived. I want to be here for it. I want to be here for it, And now as I, encroach on my 70th year, 35 years later, half my life, in this effort to be here and to be present and to be here for this life, And it's hard. It's not easy. But we make the effort. And there's a great joy in that. There's a great joy in making the effort. I can say it's been hard, but I've made the effort, and no regrets. So the practice really starts here. The practice starts here, just like it started for me 35 years ago. 35 years ago, it started for me with, I'm missing out on this life. This life is passing me by. I want to be here for it. I want to be here for it. I want to be here for this life. I want to be here for this life. I want to be present. starts there. I think sometimes we think that, you know, after I practice a really long time, you know, maybe then I'll start to have this resolve where, you know, I want to be present. You know, it's like you have to start with that. You want to be present. You want to be here. You want to be here. You have the resolve to be here. We have the resolve to be here. And we have to be really clear in this resolve. You know, we have to be clear in this resolve, which means you have to remember. You have to remind yourself you want to be here. And if you don't want to be present, if you don't want to be here for this life, you know, certainly this isn't the group for you. You know? If you want to be present, remember that. Remember that. Remember that. Because we forget. You know, we forget. We have to keep reminding ourselves. It's a simple thing, right? A simple talk about remembering to be present, remembering our resolve to be present, establishing our resolve to be present, to be here. Simple thing, easy to forget, right? You sit down to meditate, you forget. Step one, I want to be here. Step one, be here, be here, be here. Step one, starts with step one. Now the rest of the practice, you know, the next 35 years is like trying to understand why it's so hard to be here and figuring out what you're doing that's taking you out of being here and seeing into that and understanding that. But you got to start with wanting to be here and remembering that. Every time we move to the breath, every time we remind ourselves in the meditation, breath, stay with the breath, that's an affirmation. That's an affirmation. It's an affirmation of this moment. It's an affirmation of life. It's an affirmation of life. It's an act of love for ourselves and for life and for all beings. It is love. It is love. It's a statement of faith, of conviction. There is goodness. There is happiness. It's right here. Right here. Right here. It's right here, right now. So remember this resolve. Remember this resolve to be present, to be here. To be here for this life. This is what will see you through.